You're listening to SBS News.
It started as a pledge between mates in the trenches and is now a nationwide organisation. Since 1923, Legacy Australia has supported the families of those who gave everything for their country. Eric Easterbrook is chair of Legacy's board.
Working as a legatee with our veterans' families across Australia, I have seen the work that we can do that changes the lives of all generations.
To mark the organisation's centenary, the Legacy Torch will next year begin a six-month journey. It will travel from France starting on Anzac Day 2023, before travelling to London, and then on to all 44 Legacy clubs in Australia. It's quite a journey, and all in the name of Legacy founder Sir Stanley Savage. Stanley Waters is his grandson.
He's just no fuss sort of guy. Didn't really go on ceremony much. He wanted to just get out and get things done and see that everyone's looked after.
99-year-old Joyce Quinn has relied on the support of Legacy ever since her husband Stuart, who served in World War II, died 25 years ago.
I met this very nice young soldier. He came up and asked me to dance. And I married him just about 12 months later, after seeing him only about once or twice in that time.
Legacy Australia says the needs of its veterans and families have drastically changed over its existence, and it is now seeing younger families needing support. The organisation is hoping to raise $10 million by the end of next year so it can continue to support veterans and their families long into the future.
For families like mine who rely on Legacy to support us, you know, that trust in the charity and that trust that it will endure is unbelievably special and really important.
Annabelle Wilson's husband Josh served in Afghanistan and died from brain cancer after returning in 2017. He never got to meet his daughter, Primrose.
She was born 2 months later on his birthday. And Legacy stepped in and just supported with Primmy's daycare, supported with bills and utilities when we were really struggling, and helped us get back on our feet.
A near century-old promise being kept for future generations. Sean Wales, SBS News.